Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome back to Mind Food Radio. Well, travel, of course, is one of our biggest areas of mind food. And I'm really surprised myself at how popular it's become in terms of our blogs and travel stories, both online and in the magazine. Today, I'd like to welcome to the show Managing Director of Abercrombie & Kent, Sujata Raman. Hi, Sujata.
Hello, Michael.
Now, you're actually in a very interesting company because you've been going for 50 years and you really were one of the very first to take the luxury safari experience into Kenya.
Yes, that's right. We were started by Geoffrey Kent, which is where the Kent from Abercrombie and Kent comes, who still runs the company, and he was born and brought up on a farm in Africa. These were the days when Africa was a dark and difficult continent, and people rarely took their families there and usually travel with a gun rather than a camera. He came up with this idea that, you could go out into the wilderness and still be comfortable. And so he would have the porters pack up tents and fine china and cold wine and in an icebox. And that was really the start of the safari experience.
That innovation, 50 years ago would have been so sort of innovative. What plans now does the company have in terms of keeping it relevant?
Well, it has grown every year and keeps pioneering, whether it's, new ships. For instance, we're just building a vessel on the Irrawaddy in Myanmar to sail the river there. That's going to be an amazing new experience. We pioneered the Arctic Circle last year. That was a new trip for us. So I think it's important to keep pushing the boundaries and keep discovering not just new places but new experiences. And I think that's really the key. People want to. I think the way we travel has changed. People are much more active, both physically and I think experientially. It's not just about the destination, it's really about the style of travel as well.
And do you find, I know we certainly do at Mind Food, that people more and more want that individual experience, that very unique experience?
Absolutely. I think, we're certainly finding that our clients have very busy lives. So time is the one thing that is very precious and very hard to come by. So they not only want to maximize the holiday experience, but they're really looking for places that aren't overcrowded, where they can get away, where there's an element of seclusion, and also an element of, I think, interaction. They don't want to be necessarily always just stuck in a beautiful resort in the middle of nowhere. They like to see what's around them, but they also want that element of not being part of the crowds.
I think more and more people do want to be sort of experience firsthand that local community feel, don't they?
Very much so. It's not only about experiencing the local community, but I think it's also about understanding what the local community is gaining from tourism. So I think people are very interested to know what they can do to improve communities, what travel companies are doing, how the community is involved. So it's very much, the whole travel experience is not something that's just imposed on the local community, but people are really interested in seeing how that relationship works.
But as a company, Abercrombie & Kent is known for giving back to those local communities, aren't you?
Yes, we do. I mean, we've made that really a part of what we do from the very start. I mean, 50 years ago, we set up anti-poaching units in Africa. In fact, we've just been nominated as a finalist for the World Travel and Tourism Council Community Award, which is called Tourism for Tomorrow, and that's sort of one of the highest accolades in the global industry, and it's all around sustainable tourism. So we have a philanthropic arm which involves communities. Some of our camps in Africa, Bain's Lodge and Stanley's camp, for instance, in the Okavango Delta, were not just built with community involvement, but the community is involved in running it. So the management would come from the community, the staff would come from the community. And I think it's really important for the, not just for the local community, but also for the preservation of wildlife. Mm. because once the community can see the benefit, the direct benefit to them in preserving the wildlife and the environment, they are that much more interested in, in preserving it and following sustainable tourism.
Mm. What up-and-coming destinations do you see, you know, to watch out for in 2014 and 15?
Well, Myanmar is now sort of in its coming into its second year of being discovered by the world.
It just seems to be so popular, doesn't it?
It's very popular. Obviously because it's been closed for so long, the infrastructure is only just starting to develop, but it's well worth a visit. Yeah. Sri Lanka is another one that I think is really going to be a hot spot in the coming year. And I'd probably say Madagascar.
Okay.
In Africa, well known for the lemurs, and that, those would probably be my top three picks of areas that people are really looking at. Mm. But I think also here in certainly in Australia, places like Barkly River Lodge, which is up in the coastal Kimberley, I think that's going to be somewhere that's going to be extremely interesting in the next 12 months.
It's such a magical destination, the Kimberleys, isn't it? Like I've been there a couple of years back, and I just absolutely loved it.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's really amazing. In fact, we've just in terms of product innovation, we've just launched a trip by private jet that goes into Western and Northern Australia, and it's purely an Australian regional itinerary. And that spent some time in the Kimberley because you're right, it's very remote, it's not easy to get to, but it's truly spectacular.
Now, in our latest edition, I have sent one of my very lucky staff members, our features director, off to Chile. And
yes.
They work with you guys. And honestly, when she came back and she just sat there and told us all our stories, we all went quiet because we couldn't quite believe how fabulous it all was. The stories in the latest edition. How popular is South America at the moment, do you think, as a travel destination?
South America has grown, in popularity quite a lot, significantly over the last few years, I'd say. I mean, different parts of South America tend to come into popularity, but out of Australia in particular, I think Chile, Peru, and Argentina are probably the most the most visited destinations. Mm. The other one that we find is growing quite significantly is the Galapagos Islands.
Yes, very popular.
Which are, yes, off the coast of Ecuador, and again, we're talking about places that are that offer really quite unique experiences and quite small-scale tourism. Mm. The Galapagos Islands, are very, very careful about how many people they'll allow off a vessel at any given time and, where you go and how you manage the environment. Mm. And I think that's what makes it interesting. I mean, similarly with Chile, it's very small-scale tourism.
I think as a consumer, though, you really do appreciate that. And I think you then also, it dovetails into realising what a special experience it is. I've got to say, having read Joe's story about Chile, with its Mediterranean climate, you just want to go there. I've got to say, I think you really probably turn it on for them all. But you really want to experience that because it feels such an intimate experience she had with the country.
Yes, it's an amazing experience and it's so different. And I think that's what people want out of travel now. You don't travel halfway across the world to be the same as you are at home.
No, exactly. And I think, as you said before, those days of sort of lying around a resort are kind of over for a lot of people.
It really is. I mean, every now and then someone will do a resort. I mean, all of us need a bit of sort of downtime in our lives. But I think, for sort of the big holiday or the important holiday, people want to be doing things. They want interaction. They want experiences. Mm. They don't want to be passive.
No, that's true. Listen, Sujata, thank you very much for being on today's show.
My pleasure, Michael.
That was Sujata Raman, the Managing Director of Abercrombie & Kent. For more details about our trip to Chile or other travel stories, please go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.